first thoughts on this August 10th. I had a great time getting away to Chicago with four people from church, and also met Kenny for the first time, who works at the Festival of Foods, the new Festival of Foods in Chippewa Falls. And he's a great brother in the Lord, married with four kids, and he was interested in Teamwork Africa. And so, hey, thanks so much, by the way, for your support for the Backpack to School Challenge last week. It was keeping tabs from afar. But anyhow, we headed to suburban Chicago, Willow Creek Community Church, this annual Global Leadership Summit. And I went one time before, like in 2002, I want to say. So that was many moons ago. And so it was great to get back there in person. This is a conference my wife and I have experienced by satellite in Eau Claire or elsewhere in Minnesota on a number of occasions. But some great speakers. Arthur C. Brooks is one who comes to mind. Andy Stanley, Pastor Craig Rochelle from lifechurch.tv. Reading his book right now, Healing Your Hurting Mind, which is good. And so, anyhow, good stuff. A lot to go over, though. And the thing is, you know, I get one of these workbooks in my hands. Like, I've had these before. I've taken the notes. And it's just like, I want to work my way through. I think I have, like, access for 72 hours to the videos. So, yeah, and then you got to pay the piper if you want to keep it, right? So, anyhow, it was good stuff. And I'll try to unpack some of it for you. Maybe even in this segment here in coming days. It may take a while because there was a bunch of speakers over 2 days. Also, today in history, 1846, the Smithsonian Institution was chartered by the U.S. Congress after $500,000 was given for such a purpose by scientist James Smithson. And also in 2017, a 100-year-old fruitcake by Huntley and Palmer's was deemed almost edible after being discovered in a hut used by Captain Scott's expedition in Antarctica. Imagine that. And this is the day, 7 years ago, that Jeffrey Epstein was found dead of what was called a suicide in his jail cell in New York while awaiting trial for sex trafficking charges. His name continues in the news 7 years later. Finally, our morning devotion for this August 10th from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, today titled Start from Scratch with Jesus Every Day and Then Be Careful About What You Add to Your Life. 1 Thessalonians 4, 10 and 11 says, we urge you, brothers and sisters, to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you. Goff says, everyone in my family knows that Sweet Maria is the queen of the kitchen in our house. And by the way, happy 40th wedding anniversary to Bob and Sweet Maria. Saw that on Facebook. Anyhow, Bob says, that's how she likes it. The queen of the kitchen, and that's how we like it too. But truth be known, Bob says, I'm always itching to get in on the creative fun. He says, have you ever heard the phrase, too many cooks in the kitchen? That's me. When I'm anywhere near a stove, cutting board, or spice rack, I'm the equivalent of at least 3 bad chefs in the kitchen. He says, still, my wife is gracious, and sometimes she'll let me put on an apron and help chop onions. Predictably, it's not long before it gets out of hand and I'm chopping lettuce like Edward Scissorhands and throwing cloves of garlic into the pot like LeBron James. Sweet Maria is kind to remind me that more isn't always better and garlic in the cake batter is definitely a bad idea. The same is true with Bible study. It's important to know what Jesus had to say if we're going to live like him, but if we're buried under piles of commentaries, we'll miss out on the opportunity to live Jesus' message. Goff says, what I'm getting at is this. In life, we can all go a little overboard with what we add to the mix if we're not careful. We overcommit to good activities and then realize we've missed out on people we value the most in the process. We're devoted to important work, but we skip the even more important work of baseball games and recitals or movie nights. When we add too much to life, we miss out on the most essential ingredient, the people. None of this comes from a bad or malicious place. We're trying to work hard so the people we love can have the opportunities they want. Here's the problem. We can spend so much time trying to provide for our families that we're not providing for our families. Try this. Start from scratch with Jesus every day and then be careful about what you add after that. Today's closing question, what do you need to quit today? We go to wib.com/celebrations. It is August 10th, and I see there that Birthday Bob is at it again. Yes, today, telling us about Kevin Jensen's birthday. About Kevin, Bob says, it's his birthday. He says he's a father, family man, has strong faith, and is a dear friend. Bob has a lot of friends. He is gifted in problem solving, is detailed, and has an administrative mind. Bob says, I see joy and encouragement when I see Kevin enter the room. Have an amazing birthday, Kevin Jensen, today. And then just to make sure we covered it, I see hopefully Dawson got this one that Bob shared from Thursday for Darren Bukestad. So I'm going to trust that Dawson did, because we shared how to find the wib.com/celebrations event. But there was one as well here from Val Bergman, shared for Jeff from Saturday. So, all right. Yeah, this one, Val says, Jeff Bergman, a great papa, father, brother, and husband. So hope you had a great birthday on Saturday, Jeff. We just keep the celebrating right on going. On to Facebook we go, and happy birthday to Sarah Swenson. I think we may hear more about that later this morning. Caleb's wonderful mom. Also, Sid Bedzina. Happy birthday to Sid. Sent a message to her, one of my kids' dear friends. Michael Hunt, Joel and Karen Stutkin share a Facebook page. One of the two with a milestone birthday today, Sue Walker and Chris Baylor, also with birthdays on this Monday.
Bowers, base hit. Here comes Terang. Here comes the throw. Terang. He's safe. He's safe. And the Brewers win.
Brian Anderson on Brewers TV yesterday as the crew walked off the Twins with a 4-3 victory in 10 innings at American Family Field.
This is Vicki in Eau Claire. We were blessed with beautiful weather on Saturday for the Chautauqua Farmers Market, and then we had a truly restful Sunday, and that was just wonderful. So that was great for the weekend. Thanks.
As I ponder it, I guess mine would be coming back from a couple of days at a leadership conference in Chicago. The highlight was walking the trail at Centennial Park in Altoona. It was just a beautiful Saturday morning, and they have some wonderful trails there, and enjoying God's creation and just getting away from a screen for a little while. So that was my highlight.
I have to say my highlight was yesterday after church. So it's my mom's birthday today. Happy birthday, Mom. I've got a song for her coming up. But yesterday we kind of gathered together at my parents' house after church to celebrate my mom's birthday a day in advance. And with that, with no offense intended to Mom, the highlight was I got to hold my 5-day-old nephew.
Oh.
And so congratulations to my sister Promise and brother-in-law Christian. And so little baby Silas. And my baby is 3.5 and big and very active. So I hadn't got to hold a baby that little for a long time. So holding, again, new nephew Silas was just a highlight. Love babies. Love, again, having a new member of the family as well, too. And it's just, you know, when you pray and pray and pray for, again, a safe and healthy delivery, knowing that God is good either way, but to see baby Silas safe and well and healthy and whole, and to see how well Promise and Christian are doing and just how much they're loving being parents as well, too, despite the fatigue, that was just, it was a rich blessing yesterday. So I very much, very much enjoyed that. Looking forward to holding that new nephew again when I get a chance.
Congratulations to your sister and brother-in-law.
Well, we'd love to hear from you. What was a highlight of your weekend? Even something small, sometimes especially something small, but something you're praising the Lord for and saying, hey, that was something I truly enjoyed. We'd love to hear from you. We're already 10 days into August, and the 10th of August is a special day in our family because it is my mom's birthday today. So happy birthday to Sarah Swenson from the Rice Lake Cameron area. Happy birthday, Mom. And again, I could go on and on, take the rest of the show, truly, to tell you about everything that my mom is and how she's an example to me. My mom is a servant. My mom will wear herself out in the service of others. And that's something that I would love to imitate in my life, to have that selflessness of always making sure others' needs are met before my own. And it's something I can only hope to be, following the example of my mom as she follows the example of Jesus Christ. And so I love my mom and all that I've learned from her and continue to learn from her. Even as I get older and older, there's still many lessons that she is teaching me every day just by her example and her godliness. So I love Mom so much, and she's probably listening right now. So I love you, Mom. Hope you have a wonderful birthday. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. And here's Reliant K. I know this is a song we both love. For the moments I feel faint. On WWIB, where we are family. Good morning.
Am I at the point of no improvement? What are the depths I still dwell in. I try to excel, but I feel no movement. Can I be free of this unreleasable sin? Never underestimate my Jesus. You're telling me that there's no hope. I'm telling you you're wrong. Never underestimate my Jesus. When the world around you crumbles, he will be strong, he will be strong. Possibilities. Frustrated and tired, where do I go from here? Now I'm searching for the confidence I've lost so willingly. Overcoming these obstacles is overcoming my fears. Oh, never underestimate my Jesus. You're telling me that there's no hope. I'm telling you you're wrong. Never underestimate my Jesus. When the world around you crumbles, he will be strong, he will be strong. I think I can't, but I think you can, I think you can. I think I can't, but I think you can, I think you can. Gather my insufficiencies and place them in your hands. Place them in your hands. Place them in your hands. Never underestimate my Jesus. You're telling me that there's no hope. I'm telling you you're wrong. Never underestimate my Jesus. But when the world around you crumbles, he will be strong. Never underestimate my Jesus. You're telling me that there's no hope. I'm telling you you're wrong. Never underestimate my Jesus. When the world around you crumbles, he will be strong, he will be strong. He will be strong. He will be strong. He will be strong.
All right, it's the Web Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. What was the highlight of your weekend? Let us know on the listener line, 715-396-1670. Well, you know, people looking for jobs, they got to submit resumes, right, Caleb?
Yes, and it's a competitive job market out there, too. But reminder, don't embellish your resume beyond your actual experience and expertise. Because here's some folks who delivered some falsehoods on their resume and were kind of caught in those lies.
For instance, this is all from Forbes.com, right? So apparently one applicant included job experience that was actually his father's. Both father and son had the same name, so he thought, why not?
Don't get to take your dad's experience. Biggest embellishments on resumes from Forbes.com. Applicant claimed to be the assistant to the prime minister of a foreign country. That country does not have a prime minister.
Well, he's like, if they did. Another applicant claimed to have been a high school basketball free throw champ. He admitted it was a lie in the interview.
Probably because the interviewer was like, yeah, let's go out and shoot some hoops.
Was that important to the job? I don't know.
Biggest resume embellishments, real things that people actually put on their resume that were not real. Applicant claimed to have been an Olympic medalist.
Didn't happen.
Nope.
Another applicant claimed to have been a construction supervisor. The interviewer learned the bulk of his experience was in the completion of a doghouse some years prior. Right?
That is construction of a sort. Here's another one. Biggest resume embellishments. Applicant claimed to have 25 years of experience. Applicant was 32 years old. You know what? Child labor, it's a real and dangerous thing.
Doogie Howser, another applicant applied twice for the same position and provided different work history on each application.
And one more, real embellishments people put on their applications. Applicant listed three jobs over the past several years. Upon contacting the employers, the interviewer learned that the applicant had worked at one for 2 days, another for 1 day, and not at all for the third.
Well.
There you go.
You know, I know it's hot and humid, and it's August 10th, and talk of Christmas might feel not fitting. At the same time, if you think about it, it's really not that far away.
I firmly disagree with talk of Christmas not being fitting, because I'm kind of like, you know, Ebenezer Scrooge, where it's like, I'm going to hold Christmas in my heart every day of the year. So I'm all for Christmas talk anytime you want to talk Christmas, Alva.
I know you're very pro-Christmas.
I love Christmas.
Well, you know, so what we have here is 2026 Christmas decorating trends.
And it is a little odd that these come out this early. But again, if you are super, super into decorating your house for Christmas, and I love Christmas, but I'm not really into all the decorations and such.
Yeah.
But I suppose you want to know what to plan for.
Yeah, so housebeautiful.com has released decorating trends for this Christmas, including bold bows. Yes, oversized and patterned ribbons are dominating decorations.
If you're one of those people that gives someone you love a Lexus, I guess put a bold bow on it. Tinsel revival. Apparently tinsel is making a comeback. I didn't know it ever left.
I'm with you. Theatrical entrances. It turns out that Christmas curb appeal is gaining popularity, with oversized decorations like giant baubles and bows transforming doorways. So bows are just big.
Okay. Christmas 2026 decorating trends. A couple more. Vintage charm. Vintage-inspired decorations are going to be hot, they say.
Okay. And finally, miniature Christmas villages. Nostalgic displays featuring illuminated houses and figures are gaining popularity.
Those are super cool. And actually, sometimes like Savers Goodwill or whatever, I think you do see those from time to time. I don't own much in the way of many Christmas villages, but I always think those displays are super cool.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
There you go. Christmas 2026 decorating trends. If you are starting to plan ahead for your Christmas decor.